This song and some of its content shows up in Howard Tolman's article on Inc.com today. Howard always joins us on Tuesday. Are you taking a look in the mirror as we wind down this year, Howard?
For sure, for sure. And by the way, I recommend the lyrics in that song to anyone. It's one of the most impressive songs he ever wrote. It's a Michael Jackson song, obviously.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I think it's time for New Year's resolutions. Not, you know, grand, but, you know, mine were sort of modest and focused because, you know, the COVID 2 years gave us a lot of time to sort of think about and reset things that we just took for granted in our lives in so many different ways. And so I was just trying to summarize a few of those to suggest that other people take a look at it as well.
Awesome. Howard Tolman is a serial entrepreneur. He's an educator, a venture capitalist, a writer. You name it, he's done it. Our conversation is sponsored by CareerVision.org. Let's go over those. I liked what you wrote about, and I also liked what you talked about, the seductive power of always being connected, always on, mobile devices that dominate large portions of our waking hours. I cringe when I get my screen time report every week. I'm like, no, I did not spend that much time. But it doesn't make any difference if it's my phone or in front of a computer. We all need to take a step back and reevaluate what's important.
Well, look, the statistic that's astonishing to me is that something like 70 or 80% of all of us in the entire United States look at our phone within 15 minutes of getting up in the morning. You know, it's like you brush your teeth and you look at your phone, and you're lucky if you get time to brush your teeth before you get on there and start checking out what went on overnight and what's going on your social media and everything else. So we're totally captive of this thing. I mean, it's Pavlovian in the sense that every time the thing beeps or buzzes, we react, which is crazy, but that's just how it is. The new Apple phone and some new of the software talks about having intervals or focus times when you can turn off the interruptions. But, you know, that's important to being productive in any respect.
You're right.
I think that, we're going to have to try and figure out, and you and I have discussed this before, just this idea of filtering the stuff that's pouring over the transom in so many ways. You can't keep up with it anyway, but at least if you make smart choices about it, it can be helpful and informative rather than just, you know, enraging or stimulating or whatever you want to call it.
Howard Tolman's article is on Inc.com. So let's go over those 5 points, and I'll just give the point, and maybe you can say something that will connect with other people and give them pause for thought. Number one, you said, I'm not going to try and fill up my day.
Yeah, I mean, we grew up in a world where being a workaholic was celebrated. And, you know, again, COVID, you know, making it clear what's really important is your life and not necessarily your livelihood. I said, I don't want to be the busiest body on the block. And I think that's important. I think it's important to take a step back and sort of analyze what's important and not be chasing forever to do everything at the same time. Nobody can do it. But what's worse is it really wears you down. So I'm not going to try to jam everything possible into my days. I'm going to try to make smart choices.
And Howard, you said, I'm going to look for opportunities to contribute, which I know you do, but only in certain cases.
Yeah, that sounds a little selfish. But, you know, I think that it's so easy, Lisa, to get sucked into doing stuff, just stuff. And I feel like each of us has special talents. You know, you're one of the great MCs that I know. And Leslie Hindman is one of the great auctioneers that I know. And, you know, people should focus on that. I mean, you may like licking envelopes, but I don't think that's the highest and best use of your talent. And so when you're volunteering, it's important, but it's also important to do something that you can keep doing, because it's pretty easy if it's just scut work for people to get tired and lose interest in making the effort. And so I think you should tie it to something that's important to you and where you can make an important contribution.
Howard Tolman is with us on the Lisa Dent Show. And Howard, I love the third point you made, and that is, I'm going to filter my media inbox and follow a few regular writers, people you trust.
This is a life strategy. First is focus. Second is filter. And third is flow. And that's what I said to you before. If you don't set aside a time, that's quiet and focused to catch up with your reading, or to read a book, or to listen to an important podcast, or even have a conversation with a family member. If you're constantly saying, what could I be doing next? Or if your focus isn't there, you don't get anything out of it other than frustration. So it's important to pick some people that you can count on and rely on, focus on that, and then set aside time to make those valuable.
I find Howard to be the most interesting person in Chicago. He's a serial entrepreneur, a venture capitalist, an educator, and you said you're never going to accept or normalize the craziness surrounding us.
Well, this is a battle I have all the time with my editors at Inc., because every once in a while a little Trumpism creeps into my writing. Not Trumpism in the affirmative way, but in the negative way. And they're always like, let's keep politics out of this. And I'm like, look, you know, this is our life. This is our democracy. These are our businesses. And to think some of the craziness that's going on now and some of the changes that people are contending for aren't going to impact every one of us and our businesses and our kids is crazy. So I don't think that we can get away with sticking our heads in the sand and pretending this stuff is going to take care of itself. It's not, and we need to be responsible.
And the last point you made is, I'm going to reconnect with old friends whose views I trust and value. I am getting tired of arguing with people that I really don't care about their view anyway, and no one is going to change their mind.
Yeah, unfortunately, when they're family members, that's a little harder. But
the truth is,
I said, A, because hopefully those good friends are going to give you a realistic reading, both on your actions and on what's going on out there, because they've always done that. And second of all, it's really important to connect before it's too late. I mean, I just met with somebody who I hadn't seen in 20 years, but I worked closely with for 10 years. And boy, it was a shock, and it was astonishing to get caught up. And I really said, this is something I shouldn't have let slip. So I think one of the scariest things about technology today, and social media in particular, is that we think because we're Facebook friends with somebody that we're connected with them in any way, shape, or form. And, you know, tweets and the back and forth on email doesn't pass for real attachment. It doesn't pass for connection. And there's no substance. You got to be there. You got to be with people. And that's what makes for important human relationships.
Howard ends his article on Inc.com today with, social media is as much about serious and sustained connection as the Olive Garden is about Italian cuisine, which I just love that. That made me laugh so much. Thank you, Howard.
All right. Take care.
Always,
happy holidays.
Yeah, same to you. Always great to talk to him. The article is posted on Inc.com. Lauren Lapka has your news coming up next on 720 WGN from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom.